And I call to order the March 19th work meeting. Lisa
Otter
here
Rock.
of Otter Rock. Yes. Lisa here. Beth.
Here.
Eileen.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
All board members are present, and we have in attendance Kevin with Civil West. Thank you, Kevin.
Here, thank you.
Kevin, do you want to get it started?
I can. If that's what you're waiting on, you bet. So I think all of you have been kept in the loop with the correspondence. So Tracy actually called me Friday and called me and kind of talked to me offline a little bit just to kind of get a feel for where things are. And even with well, so let's back up and get a little background. So in the first email I sent, whenever that was, March 8th, I guess, so a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, March 8th.
You know, at that point in time, you know, we didn't know if FEMA would make up the difference with their project with interest and different things with the escalation, excuse me, of not of interest, but of inflation. And as you saw the email, Shannon with OEM, Oregon Emergency Management, who works at the state level with FEMA, indicated that FEMA would make up that inflation difference. So that was great news. And we didn't know if that would be the case or not, but that was great news to hear. So anyways, the first email, you know, of course showed the project, showed the FEMA without the inflation, not sure if they would have paid for it or not. So obviously that gave a cost of over a little over $3 million that then equated to the different user rates. But we'll skip that table because that doesn't really apply because FEMA came back and said, yeah, no, we'll make up the inflation difference. So anyway, the latest email that I sent you know, then basically excludes everything that would be FEMA related. And Tracy kind of had a hard time with this, that the pipeline work that we have there, the FEMA project that we got approved is for the trunk line, the main trunk line that goes down the main road. And that's kind of the backbone of your system. FEMA doesn't necessarily, well, they don't pay for everything in a system. They want to make sure that the backbone, the main transmission would be in place if there was a catastrophe, which then left other pipelines outside of that, the pipelines that just go down the normal average road, you know, that serves the people. You know, that is not FEMA covered. And so that's why on the pipeline item, that's why some is paid by FEMA and some is not. And Tracy didn't understand that. So I tried to explain that to Tracy that we just simply had to get all that we could from FEMA on the pipeline, but then what was left over you know, needed to be not FEMA. It would have been part of the loan project. So those are the costs, and that's, you know, that's kind of where we are. We're at around about a $2.7 million project. Tracy indicated that that's still little too high for what they want to see. So we talked about options, and we talked about the exact same options that we've been talking about as a board. So really, you've got two options, maybe a lot of different avenues of these two options. But one option, of course, is to raise your rates to that level, which if you look at and assuming no grant, you know, would be an increase of $72. Now that's an increase. So what you're currently paying is what, about $50 ish?
65.
65. Okay, well, it wouldn't be quite an added to the 65 because you've got some O&M cost. So we need to figure what that is. But let's just say the O&M cost would be, you know, 30, 35 bucks. I don't know
That's
what it.
what, yeah, we kind of figured 35 about a year ago or something.
Okay. So let's just use 35 plus 72 would be, let's just round it up to $110. So we'll just use $110 is what your user rate would need to be to cover the loan. And then of course that O&M. And may I just add, which you definitely want to keep, even when you raise your rates and you get the rates where they need to be, you, the board, and I know, of course, you'll change, but you, the board now and future boards need to keep them. You need to raise your rates roughly about 3% every year. That's just, nobody likes to do that. Nobody likes to keep raising rates, but you got to stay in touch with inflation, unfortunately, and that's just a tough thing to do. But otherwise, you're back in the same situation, right? You're putting a future board in the same situation that you're in if you just don't keep rates. And 3% on an annual level isn't bad, relatively speaking to what you'd have to do here. So anyway, the one option is, again, you jump up to 110. I don't think you need to jump up there today. I think, well, let's come back to that. Okay, so that's ultimately where you need to go, right? Or the second option is, again, Tracy, I said, Tracy, you got to give us a number. I don't have a number. That way we can work backwards. And I think, well, just give me a number. And she says, I can't give you a number. I said, so then I chuckled. I says, you can't give us a number, yet you can tell us what you don't want to see. So we just have to keep guessing and coming down. And that's fine. So obviously the second option is to figure out what is the less priority. Right. And Tracy reminded me, and so this is just something to kind of be aware of as we might look at those priorities. Tracy reminded me one of the reasons you got funding to begin with is because, of course, your source water needed to be improved. And so that was a water quality issue. So the springs have to stay. And of course, those aren't your big dollar items anyway, but your springs need to stay. Probably your treatment would need to stay. Really, what it boils down to is then you just more le and the meters, you got to put the meters in. So the only prioritizing is you just don't put in certain distribution pipelines. That's your biggest dollar item that you just would have to take from. So some street somewhere wouldn't get a new pipe. And so we'd need to identify probably what the worst segments are. And again, this is off the main line. This is off your trunk line. We just have to identify the worst ones, replace those, and just not replace the other ones. Because that's the only place you can take it from is you just do less pipe.
Right.
And
And
how do we know
that's a
what
biggie too. That's a
the
biggie. And I know that in the original feasibility study, it talked about closing, looping our dead ends. We have basically three dead ends. Which maybe that's something we forgo, or maybe we just pick one of them. I mean, unfortunately, one of them is 4th Street, which has the worst water pressure, and improving that would probably be great for them. But it's actually, that's the biggest one too. That was extending a continuous 6-inch main, I think, all the way to, from the very east end down to the west end.
Yeah.
We have two other places, or we have six dead ends altogether. Two of them are on 4th, and then there's a couple others that are shorter. But those are probably gonna, we'll have to get easement rights to go through private lots, and those might be kind of complicated that way. So.
Well, and I need to refresh my memory on those dead ends. Because dead ends are absolutely, you want to avoid them if you can, right? Because
Right.
of pressures and looping and water quality and the whole shoot match. However, sometimes you just have dead ends, and there's a lot of dead ends in this world that just have to exist because you're right. You've got to get easements usually. You've got to figure out how to get that pipe connected, and sometimes you just can't. So I don't remember the details of those dead end lines, but if they stay dead ends, I suppose they stay dead ends because by looping it, you're also adding, pipeline. So of course that's a cost, which I think we had some cost in there for some of that. But that's, you know, that's, but that that'd be, I guess, Beth, maybe to your point though, that would be 4th Street. I'm not familiar with 4th Street, but sounds like that would be a high priority street. How do we get those folks better pressure?
Right. Yeah. And maybe the other two aren't as one's a real short, like block long, two streets that are, about a block and a half long that both dead end. The other two are Gladys and Ellie, which run all the way from First quite a ways south. There's quite a few homes on those two. But again, both of those are just basically a block to connect each of those. They're fairly simple in
So
some
can I
ways.
ask you kind of just a kind of maybe a silly question, yet it's a real question. If you put in a new pipeline down one road and we excluded another road, would those folks on that road say, how come you're not putting a new pipeline down my road?
Yeah.
Possibly, but maybe they don't know the difference. I mean, now I'm pretty close down the south part of LA, and as far as water pressure and water quality, mine seems just fine. So, I don't know, because it actually goes, we're going kind of downhill on Gladys and Ellie, the two long dead ends.
Yeah. Kelly, I
But I
think
think Fourth
question.
Street really has a problem.
Lisa. Yeah.
I'm on Gladys and my water pressure sucks. I
Oh,
can't even take
really?
a decent shower. It just sucks. So no,
Mine
I'm
used
not okay
to.
with it being dead ended. I'm
Well,
sorry. If there's one perk
you're at
that
the
I have
beginning,
in
though. You're
this,
not at the dead end or anything.
I know, but if I have one perk, I'm getting water
Yeah.
pressure out of the steel.
Can't
Well,
be. The other
Kelly.
thing to point out, I know I've all of our laterals, which are all our side streets, which I think a lot of times they call laterals,
Yep.
are the PVC, and they are all the newer ones. They're the last things that were done when they put in mains. So I know several past people in the water district have told me they thought that if we have to forego something, a lot of those could suffice. They could do us for a while, and it was much more important to get those 6-inch ACs replaced, the primary mains.
Okay, I have a concern going back to if you do it for one street and not for another, everybody's going to be paying the same amount for the water usage. So if the rates go up to whatever number, and some people are getting better service because of it and others aren't, that's an issue. Also,
The
if
pressure should
some
improve for everybody.
streets,
Let her finish, Beth.
if
Sorry.
some streets have better pressure and other streets don't, and that impacts people during a fire, that's also not equitable. So, I think that there's an issue with doing things for some people based on where they live and not for others. And
And
that's my concern about that.
Kelly, I think that's a very valid point. And I think probably what would happen is you would have to look at how things are laid out and where the issues really are. I think number one is, making sure that the pressure was significant in case of a fire has got to be throughout the community. So that would be, that sort of thing is going to be a priority. Am I right, Kevin?
Yeah, the project
Well,
includes a booster pump station, that
right.
will increase all of the pressure. So those existing pipelines, that we were saying that may be good, hopefully they can handle that additional pressure. And
Right.
I think that was why we thought, let's just replace everything so everything's new and everything's refreshed. Kelly, whether somebody gets a new pipeline or not, and I kind of said that facetiously because, the truth of the matter is, even though a particular street, a neighborhood may not get a new pipeline, they are absolutely benefiting because if there's leaks in other part of the distribution system, they're
That's
paying
affecting them.
O&M. They're paying for that cost of treating and producing water that isn't going anywhere. So even though they may not get a new pipeline, the improvements made to the system are still very much impact their pocketbook, because otherwise your $35 O&M would be $50 because you're treating and producing water that nobody's using. If that makes sense.
Right.
So there's
Yeah.
still a benefit to those who may not still get a new pipeline, but that's done all the time. I mean, there are cities all the time that don't necessarily replace the whole infrastructure, and yet they're still paying for the infrastructure that went in at another place in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But if we chose someplace like, say, we decide to do 4th Street and not the other two, as far as, curing the dead ends. People up on 4th Street are barely getting their water pressure. They're barely meeting our minimum.
Yeah, that's true on Third Street as well. I think we're 1 gallon over the minimum when they
Right. And then there's
for the
other
permit next
people that
door.
are doing fine. So I think we can, if we looked at it at that, we could justify it, where, okay, well, you guys have got great pressure already, or adequate pressure already, but these people don't, so we're going to fix that first. And speaking of fire prevent or fighting fires, of course our hydrants all have to be in the project, because half of them don't work and you can't get parts for them and everything. And then with the increased pressure, we might actually pass a pressure test through the fire department.
That would be sweet.
That
Yeah.
would be good.
And that would be a benefit again for the whole district.
Of
Yes,
course. Definitely, yeah.
Benefit to the whole district, and reasons why to replace pipelines everywhere. So now we're back to the original project for that purpose,
And
right?
that's the valving and piping. I mean, that's that line item.
That's all in the piping,
Yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
In the pipeline item, you've got pipe, valves, hydrants. Hydrants are included in the pipeline. So of course, if we skip, well, so if we skip a block, a street, we could still put in a hydrant. We still need
Oh
to
yeah.
put in a hydrant. We just won't run the pipe down there.
New main, yeah.
So if we
Quite
go through
yet.
the process of truly trying to figure out what the priority is in the pipelines, we would need to create what's called a computer water model for us to really understand the pressures. We did that 5 or 6 years ago. I think we need to update that and make sure we're accurate with our pressures and what the flows are expected to produce, and of course, including this pump station. So I don't think we did that in the original computer water model. So, you're saying from experience, 4th Street has low pressures. Well, what this computer model would give us is hardcore numbers that say, yep, you're right. There is low pressure on 4th Street. And that's what it should show, right? And
Right.
so really, it gives us a numerical computer way of saying, here's low pressures, here's low pressures, here's what we can do. And these folks over here maybe don't need the pipe that we need. But it also could be, to get the fire protection and such, that that's why the whole system again was probably recommended to begin with anyway. Kelly?
Also, if there's areas of low pressure, could that be indicative of leaking pipes? And isn't it kind of a priority to try and find the leaking pipes so that we can replace those?
So yes to both questions. So if we can, so the AC pipe was probably your worst leaking, but even those old PVC, even though it's PVC and they put in there, they could be leaking. So yes, leaking can absolutely impact waterline pressure. So you tighten up that particular line, that distribution, that distribution line, and pressures by and of themselves should be better. And PVC pipe or HDPE pipe, whatever we use, that's a little bit slicker, so it provides better pressures as well. So you get rid of that old AC concrete pipe, again, that alone should increase pressure. So there's a lot of things just by replacing your pipeline that should increase your PSI I don't know, 4, 5, 6 PSI maybe, just and not having done anything in the rest of the system. Lisa?
So my understanding is this is all, I mean, obviously this is all theoretical because we don't know how much business Oregon is giving us. But if we go for the big project and we get to all the money that we ever wanted from FEMA, it's going to cost us $72 a month just for the loan, and then it would be 120 something, which I don't think the community is going to have a huge issue with, because we've already passed those numbers on a long time ago without the increased costs. So I value this conversation, but until we really know how much Business Oregon is really going to give us, then we can work backwards from it, like you said, Kevin. I mean, this is that's where I'm at. I say we go for the gusto, and then if they say no, then we whittle it down, then we whittle it down, and we keep doing that until they say, okay, yes, we finally agree. It's gonna be $50. Okay. There you go, sold.
So for what it's worth, so again, Tracy would give me a number, but I've been thinking about this the last few days, obviously. So we're going to just kind of use some rough math, okay? And I think we'll be within a dollar or two. But the original cost that I gave you in the first email was just a little over 3 million, right? Then we pulled out the FEMA and then the loan became just a little bit over 2.7. So roughly $300,000 equated to about an $8 difference. Okay. So I think if you were in the range, and so again, we're kind of using 110 as that magic number. I think if you got in into the 90 range, okay, so that's minus, that's minus 20. So I'm just kind of throwing out numbers here. That would be another what, 3, 6, maybe $800,000 that you'd have to come down. And so then of course now you look at the pipeline, let's just call it half of the pipes could not be replaced. And I'm just being really crude here with those numbers. But probably with those numbers, we'd need to put in half of the amount of pipe that we have proposed today.
Well, I really think that, you look at all of these numbers, and you cannot tell me that we can't go through this and pull some figures out of here if we have to. I mean, I just, I think if we have to, we can. That's even like, we had kind of had we were talking one day, and it was like on the springs. So what if we just leave the springs alone?
Well, that's what I No, they're so minimal in cost though,
Well,
they're
that's
the
true.
essence of our water. Yeah, rehabbing those springs is minimal.
Well, but I mean, just as an example, I think that if we have to come up with the money that we need to pull out, we probably can. So
Well, that was my first comment, Eileen. Just a real quick that we cannot pull out the springs because that's what qualified you to get the money to begin with, right? So even so, I get what you're saying. I get your logic. It's 100%, but those we can't. That and the treatment and the meters to qualify for their money, we cannot pull those three items out
Okay.
because
Well, I'll highlight those.
that's what qualified you to begin with, and they require the meters. So,
So, a real quick question on the meters. You've got almost $500,000 for meters. The meters that we're installing right now, are they all going to get replaced?
that's what we had proposed. So if you've got so
I
and so
mean,
that could be a place because they just require the system to be metered. So do you have meters on all your users right now, right?
I mean, and we're how many meters do we have left, Beth? I
We
mean,
we're two-thirds done now. We've got, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
we've been plugging away because for several reasons, just to show that, we're trying to get to where we'd be qualified. Plus, we had done a rate increase some years ago that everybody said, well, that was for meters. So we kind of had to be installing meters.
You think you're about two-thirds or three-quarters, what'd you say?
Yeah, about two-thirds. You know,
Two-thirds.
I mean,
Yeah.
that's a big chunk of money right there. So
Let's call that 300,000. So there's 300,000 right there.
you
Absolutely.
go.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
And
Okay.
so, you know, maybe there's something like we don't replace the 30,000 gallon tank, the small tank.
I think that's leaking though, isn't it? Isn't that?
No. I
No.
don't think so. I
No,
mean, I
that's
know it's got some problems and it's old, but it's dirty, and I don't think that was covered under FEMA, so
Well, I don't
anyway, so maybe, yeah.
correct. Yeah, small
Maybe
tank's not.
we just need a breakdown of what the different components are that could possibly be pulled out and need to be able to look at that.
So, Kevin, you threw $90 out there. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
That's my gut.
Yeah,
That's my gut.
that's what Business Oregon is going to be comfortable with, is a rate that's $90.
Because right now, to my knowledge and understanding around the state, there could be, but I'm not aware of anybody in the 100 range. So
Okay.
I think the state's struggling with that. Now, someday somebody will have to cross that threshold
Right.
because that's just the way
Right.
it is. But
Right.
today, I think that's kind of where they are right now.
Okay. So,
Right.
you know,
Well,
we're at 65. We're going to do another budget. We probably need to discuss a 3% rate increase. By the time we actually need this money, we should be pointed in the direction that we need to be.
yeah.
right. Now that's for our residential. One thing I did want to mention, Kevin, in your figures, you used the number of EDUs is 154.
That I got that from the study. What is it?
We have 156 residentials plus our five active commercials, and I come up with 181 because one of those is the 11 unit use condo Alpine.
Okay, that's very important information to correct me on. So perfect. Thank you. So
That helps reduce.
100%. So
Yeah.
one meter serves 11 different customers.
What?
So one meter serves 11 different
Yeah.
units. So
Yeah.
do you bill those 11 separately?
No, but they are, you know, they use 11 units worth of water.
It's billed as a lump sum, and then there's overage charges,
Okay,
Kevin,
so
and
the
it's
base rate you have, when you send them a bill, you send them the base rate times 11.
Yeah, plus
Water.
yeah, plus any overages, so
I love
right.
being wrong on times like this. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and then I counted Moses too. They're a restaurant, but they're, you know, run about half of the time. They're a little restaurant. We have that we have a commercial building down at the point that's an apartment and two shops, and one of them is a surf shop, and they go through a heck of a lot of water rinsing off surfboards. So I gave them a four, and the state park goes through a ton of water for the same reasons. They have an outdoor shower, and the winery doesn't use a whole lot of extra water, but they do once a year rinse out all their wine casks. So
Beth, would you send me an email that documents 156 users plus who your other users are?
right, yeah, I can send it to you.
Thank you. Lisa?
Kevin, we also charge our short-term rentals more money than our residential customers. Yeah.
Right, but when you're figuring out the average rate, you're using the EDU figure and dividing by that. So that figure isn't going to equate to each different rate. And but there
No,
was
but
one
it'll
other thing I wanted to let Kevin know that I noticed on his revised cost thing, he was using monthly income required with a 10% reserve. But Business Oregon was requiring us to have revenues of 20% more each year than our actual costs.
that was on that pro forma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want you, so if your user rate is $100, they actually want you to charge 120.
No, they want us, our operating costs plus our debt repayment costs plus 20%. Our revenue has to cover our actual costs for each year plus 20%, an extra 20%.
Oh, so I show 10, but you're saying that they want 20.
Yep.
Okay, that's not okay. That's new to me. Okay.
Right.
Maybe that was on that pro forma. I guess we could kind of clarify if something's changed or not, Beth.
I doubt it. I went round and round with Rich on that. And I said, well, that's crazy. Year after year, so our reserve just kept increasing like crazy. And I said, why can't we apply that to another year's expenses? And he says, well, you can't. You can either put it aside for future improvements or you can pay down the loan faster.
The 20% sounds high to me. That'd be worth clarifying. But if it is what it is, but it wouldn't add. Well, I mean, everything adds to cost, right?
It's built into their spreadsheet so that
That
it
fun
turns
switch.
red if you're it turns the wrong color if your thing doesn't calculate out. And
So I don't have my spreadsheet with me. Like I say, I'm gone. I'm not in the office, so I don't have access to the actual spreadsheet. I'm just looking at the email I sent you, ladies. But
right. Yeah, well, I'm looking at the pro forma that we had to send in to them.
if the EDUs is 180-ish, I mean that alone could it I will see if I can't have somebody send me the spreadsheet tomorrow from work, because I would be curious just what that does. Forget anything else. What that would do. And Lisa, just a real quick comment back to the commercial users. Kind of this is simple math, because what we're doing is we're saying, okay, here's EDU. So this 11 unit apartment, for example, would be should be charged, the equivalent of 11 EDUs, right?
Right, which they are.
You're with O's, and we'd need to figure out with the other folks, but that would be a typical quote unquote, EDU. If you charge, but at the end of the day, you charge those folks a little bit more, then that's just more income coming into you. I wouldn't necessarily try to mathematically include those higher payments per se. It gives you a little bit more to kick into your reserve, especially if you're talking about 20%. Did you have another question, Lisa, though?
No, I just want it accounted for. I mean, assuming that we still charge them more money than everyone else. I mean, assuming that that's what we're going to continue to do when this is all said and done. We haven't decided that yet, but.
Well, I think we should, Lisa.
Well, I think so too, but
Yeah,
we should also
they're
charge the
basically.
commercials more, but that's just my personal opinion, so.
So you're not currently charging everybody then the additional.
Oh yes, we are.
No, but we have different rates. We charge commercial more than we charge residential, and we charge the Alpine. They're a multi-unit residential, so they pay more per unit
Sure.
than the houses here. But we also charge the short-term rentals, the licensed short-term rentals, higher too, because they're pseudo commercial enterprises.
So what I would want Beth or whomever, but it sounds like Beth is a list of, the Mohs and this unit, Alpine unit, every unit that's not residential, and what you are currently charging them. So what,
I can
and
do
not so
that.
much the dollar figure is, but I need to know, are you charging them two or three times the base rate plus usage? So kind of
Well,
explain how you're charging, what you're billing them.
I've
Yeah,
sent. They have a higher rate per unit, but we have multiple rates. I mean, we charge the state park slightly different because we have a government entity rate too, but they also all have a base number of gallons that they're allowed at that base rate, and then we charge extra if they go over that.
Hey,
Because
you know, we probably won't complicate. I mean, I mean, for my analysis, I'm not going to complicate things into that. Now, Business Oregon may get into all that, all those details, and that's fine. But yeah, if you could, because again, for simplicity's sake, your base rate is $65, right? Right now, it's $65. So when you, send an invoice to yeah, to this 11 unit or Mo's, when you send an invoice to Mo's, is it 2 times $65?
No, it's let's see right now because there hasn't been any overage.
They're
Most is
85.
85. Yeah.
Yeah. And Alpine is 11 times 85 instead of 11 times 65.
Yeah. I
They
sent
pay.
you that rate sheet, Kevin, and
Yeah, but how could he? Yeah. Yeah.
it's all right there, but
Well, and I guess I didn't study it, Eileen, so my
that's
apologies.
okay. Shame
But
on you.
yeah.
even that, even the rate sheet, you know, I would need to know who's being charged. Because that wasn't in there, right? Who was being charged
No,
with
this is no. Yeah, I can send all that to you, Kevin.
okay, so the $65 is your residential current rate.
Yes.
Yes.
The 85 is your commercial or whatever. So even though this 11 unit is a residential unit, you're actually charging them 85 times 11.
Yes.
Because they've been considered commercial. I think they were a motel at one time.
Okay. And it's 85 times 11 plus whatever usage they would have actually.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah, give me the equivalent EDUs on those other folks. I can throw that into the chart and the spreadsheet, and that actually could be very interesting. See what that does.
Right. I'll send you the pro forma spreadsheet too that we did last, which is, of course, we were going after $4.2 million, but that's the one that we had sent them when we met last
Yeah.
summer before last, right?
Yeah.
And we had that big meeting.
No,
So
that's great news. The bad news is apparently I need to change that to 20% reserve though.
yeah.
Okay.
So what's our next step, Kevin?
Well, I guess let's go back to the very beginning. Do you even want to go for the, I mean, if the rates ended up, I mean, not now the rates are going to reduce. You know, at the beginning of the conversation, I used 110.
Right.
Just for sake of an argument, let's just say it reduces it down to $100 for the whole shoot match. I guess
Yeah.
the first decision is you tell me, do you want to go for the $100 in the community or the next step, Eileen, would be maybe first to create this water model and then come up with options on pipeline, because that's really where we are, is you got to remove some pipeline. And
Right.
well, time out. No, let me correct myself, because the meters, that's something I haven't stayed abreast of. So
Yeah.
between the users adjustments coming down probably another $300,000. Gee, let me do that and then let's talk again. Let's
Yeah.
see where that takes us.
Yeah.
I have a question about the meters because, you know, we need to know if the meters we've already installed are going to be compatible with the pipe size or the pressure that's coming from the upgrades.
They should be. There's I mean, if they're brand new meters, they should handle.
Okay.
They should that.
Oh yeah, they should be a fine.
It
Okay, I just didn't know because when I was going to get a meter, you said that the meters that we were installing wouldn't work for my house because my pressure was lower.
there was another type of meter that has a little less resistance that they were talking about.
Okay.
So whoever has control of that information, can somebody send me what meters you're installing, what the brand is, what the
Yeah,
meter?
there's Census SR2, I think, but I'd want to look that up.
If you would. Yeah, Census are good meters. They're we use them all the time. So Kelly, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Good,
You
good
know,
question.
one of the things that we may have to do in the future, Kelly, and this is something we discussed at one of the last board meetings, not that one, but the one prior, I think, was maybe some sort of a software upgrade so that
Yeah.
when we do the
Oh,
billings, you know,
yeah.
but I think that's kind of a separate issue. But
Oh, no.
the meters that we've installed, I'm assuming that we could upgrade them or they would function with that. Is that kind of the right verbiage, Beth?
They would function with what?
Well, if we had to upgrade the software for our billing, we could still use the meters that we've got. It's just
Oh,
the way
yeah.
that we read them would be, yeah. But
Right.
that could be addressed separately. So,
That could be
yeah.
part of your O&M.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would we like take all the money out for the meters and continue to pay for the meters with money that we budget for the year instead of putting it in the loan?
I
Or would
possibly,
we
I
or
don't know
would
how far off we are from actually getting the work done. Where are we at? We'd have to see if we're probably at least a year, right, Kevin?
Oh heavens, if you were to get the money right now today, we would design, because you've got a year of our engineering work.
So
So
we're over a year.
yeah, construction today would not start until next summer at best.
Okay.
But that's if
Well,
you get the money
that's
today.
just a little over a year. We're
Well,
almost
that's
there to
that
summer.
money today. But if things kind of drag out in FEMA, you probably ought to anticipate 2 years. You ought to anticipate 2026 is when construction would take
Right,
place.
but the meters don't have to be in until the project's done. I mean, they're part of the additional project
Yeah, the
and
funding
can
agency.
be.
Yeah, funding agency is not going to require you to do, as long as they know meters are going in,
Right.
that's all
Yeah.
they care about.
I think we just continue to plug away at these meters, which we've been doing now for the last year, and I think we just kind of see where we're
We'll
at.
be close. We'll be
I think,
close.
yeah,
So
I
we
think
can.
so.
So we could pull $500,000 out of the loan that we're requesting. Is that
It.
what you said? That there was $500,000 worth for meters?
I was thinking, maybe pull 300 out.
300. Yeah.
And that
All
way
right.
you have some just in case. The good and the bad, just on that topic, the compliment to you is that you've been incrementally replacing your meters. That's awesome. And you've done it in-house, right? You more or less have had your people put in the meters, right?
No,
Well, our people are now Highland,
Ivan.
so
Sure.
yeah.
Yeah.
And they're a little expensive, but they're probably cheaper than what the numbers are that we used in our estimate because of a contractor doing it.
Could
So
be.
anyway, I guess
But we haven't done the real tricky ones yet.
so the compliment is you've done what you've done, which is awesome. Going forward, even though it kind of adds to your user rate, I don't know, it's not a bad idea to necessarily finance the rest. I mean, that's entirely up to you, but it's all you pay out of this pocket or you pay out of that pocket. Either way, you're paying for it, but maybe in this case you're kind of doing a little bit of financing so you have cash in your reserve as opposed to kicking that cash out to do meters. Just
Okay.
something to think about. I mean, that's a financial board thing that you'd need to maybe just think about.
Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with financing the meters, but then again, if you don't want to, then that's okay too. Either way, you got to earn the money to pay for the meters one way or the other.
Right. Okay.
And I
But
apologize, I don't have that spreadsheet, because that'd be something I could do right now and we'd have an answer. So
oh,
I'm
well.
not prepared on that.
If I redo your calcs with instead of 154 EDUs, it basically came up with 61 instead of 72.
Okay, well, yeah, and that's true. Well, that's easy math, right?
Yeah,
So
but But then that's not, that's a 10% extra, so.
Okay. So 61, yeah, okay. Maybe you're around the 65 range then, plus the 35, if that's an accurate O&M. Well, we want to make sure your O&M is accurate, right?
Yeah.
You're still looking at close to $100.
Yeah, you're right around the 100. And I think, I in my opinion, I think if you get into that 100 range, you know, the money today, as expensive as it is cheaper today than it will be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
For another $10 or something, what Tracy did say is if you went for the project and she said that a commitment of that rate would suffice, she would be happy with that. She'd have to run it up the food chain, but if you came and said, hey, look, our rates are $65, you know, we're willing to increase them to $75, and I'm just throwing out numbers with an actual resolution, not a maybe get it up only to $100, but an actual resolution that commits you, commits your future board, should people change, that it commits the district that you'll be at $100 in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
because that's,
yeah.
that's when you'd need it. You'd need it in about 2 or 3 years. So some security today that you've raised today, and that there's a legal mechanism to get it to where it needs to be in the future.
Okay. I mean, I think we should go for all of it because I think that it's really important that all the hydrants are up to working order.
Oh, they have to. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So if
no
you're saying
what.
If you're saying drop half the pipes, well, you can't get the meters, all of them, up to working order if you're dropping half the pipes, can
no,
you?
No, we can add meters. We're adding them right now to.
I'm not talking about meters. I'm talking about the hydrants.
Well, we could put new hydrants in.
You could put new hydrants.
But will they be working? Will they be functioning hydrants? That's what I'm saying.
I think, Kelly, I think maybe some of the pipes in the community aren't that old. The main pipe needs to get replaced, but there's some piping in the community that actually isn't that old that probably would perform as well as the pipe that they're going to put in.
As long as they can take water pressure, and that's, we have gravity feed system now and leaking pipes, and we haven't even wanted, they haven't wanted in the past to try to increase the pressure by adding a pump system, because we'd just have more leaks and we'd just be losing it all. But if we get rid of our leaks with the new mains, and we could conceivably, and the existing PVC laterals hold up, then we can increase the pressure. And that's the problem with the fire protection.
I
that's what they test. They test that you have to have two fire hydrants open in different parts of the system and maintain a certain pressure for 30 minutes in the system. And our system failed.
20. The minimum is 20 PSI.
Yeah, whatever the fire department requires coming out of those hydrants, Simon.
So Kelly, I think the main thing to keep in mind is if the pipes aren't any good, they're going to get replaced. If the pipes are sufficient and are going to function, maybe we don't need to replace them. And even if we don't replace them, everybody is still going to have the same type of pressure. Is that?
We're going to have at least what we have now.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
We should have better in many places.
Yeah. So.
Lisa?
I have and always will be getting it done and getting it done right. And I am probably in the minority, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. But, you know, if we get all the meters done, or, you know, we only have like 10 more to go or whatever it is by between now and 3 years, you know, that cuts our costs substantially so that we can do the dead ends and do everything that we want to do. And we'll still be underneath that $100 a month, which, yeah. you know,
no,
is great. And, you know, I just think that we need to do the best that we can with the money that we have and make the smartest choices so that we don't have to do this again. And we keep it up and we keep maintaining it so that,
well, yeah.
you know, people who are left behind when we're not here don't have to deal with this stuff that we've been dealing with the last 7 years that I'm kind of tired of. So, you know, we just need to get it done.
I agree.
And we need to do it all because, you know, it's just going to get more expensive.
Well,
and
unfortunately,
you know, if we don't fix all of the pipes, I'm not saying we need to replace all the pipes because, you know, we don't know until we dig, you know, what we have to replace. But, you know, if we can help, you know, the fourth people out and, you know, me getting better water pressure, then, you know, that's great. I'm all for it.
Well, I think what it comes down to, Lisa, is what Business Oregon is going to give us. And I think Business Oregon is looking to us to say, okay, we're committed to raising our rates in 3 years to $100. And we need to put that in writing and we need to make a resolution. And I think it's as simple as that in order for us to get some funding so we can get moving on this.
Yeah. And I'm all for it. Let's go.
I don't know. I keep going back to, I think it was John maybe at that last meeting we had with Biz Oregon, and he said his comment about we rarely see anybody have to change their rates more than $15 or $20 per user to do a project. And I'm just thinking, well, that's nothing. We do that every 5 years anyway. But, you know, I don't think they'll go for the whole schmeal, and we're going to have to cut part of it.
Well,
And if we're getting that extra, we have to do extra 20% over our actual costs, then that money can be put aside if we desire for the rest of the project that we can't do now that we could maybe do in 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think we should try and do all of it. And I think we should just submit it to BizOrg and see what they say.
They have submitted it to Business Oregon, Kelly, and they rejected it.
But I'm talking about with this 300,000 coming off and these couple of EUDs added. And
Well, you know, that's the calculations I used for the survey that we sent out, and that was option A, the FEMA money plus everything else, and was at $2.7 million project cost. And that's what I came up using the calculations Business Oregon gave us at $120 a month.
And most of the community that responded to choose that option.
I'm a little hesitant to support that huge of an increase because I think it'll be a real hardship for some people.
Yeah, and that's
but kind of, I don't think Business Oregon personally, I just don't think they won't go for that.
They're not going to go for that, and that's why we're having this discussion, is because I mean it's great to say yeah, let's just go for this big amount, but Business Oregon isn't going to go for that big amount. That's why we need to figure out, you know, where are we parameter-wise, between $90 and $100.
Right, wasn't that my option B?
Right.
I guess, Kevin, you probably didn't see our survey, but option B was $95.
Yeah.
And that had quite a bit of support. I don't have it. It's lost. But I guess if they aren't going to give us a figure, and Kevin, you couldn't even get a figure from them over the phone, then
what I did get from her, I think we could figure out where to get, and I'm guessing what I and that's a guess with what I told you, but what I did get from Tracy that if you the board say, you know what, let's just go for the whole thing and we'll we'll raise our rates, we'll put it in a resolution, we'll document it, and let's go for it. Let's get this done. Obviously, when we get into design, there's no reason replacing a meter that's been replaced. There's no reason replacing a pipeline that doesn't need to be replaced. So when we get into that mode, we can do the best we can to try to save costs. Take a look at your little tank. Maybe your tank is sufficient. We really don't need to replace that tank. It's been a while since I've been out there on site. So there's some cost savings. So what you'd be giving Business Oregon would be kind of a worst case type, but could be reality though. I mean, right? You gotta figure that really could be reality. But I think today, Business Oregon is very much chomping at the bit to either yay or nay. I mean, they're really at that point where they've got the money, EPA is breathing down their neck, and this money just needs to be obligated one way or the other. So I think the decision today would be, you raise your rates, and somebody could draft an email to Tracy. Hey, Tracy, we had our meeting last night, because she knows we're meeting tonight, and we, the board, have committed that we're going to raise our rates, and we're going to do a resolution at our next meeting and plan on us going to $110. I'm just throwing out kind of the high end number, and maybe we keep a little bit in the meters for maybe we don't reduce it down 300,000. Maybe we keep a little bit in there just to maybe try to loop a dead end or something. Again, that's up to you, right? But we have a little bit of contingency, because ultimately what you pay on is what you use. So in other words, we may go after 3 million today, but if we can find some cost savings at the end of the day, and it's only a $2.5 million project, you only borrow the 2.5 million. You don't borrow the 3 million. You
Right.
just borrow 2.5 million, right? So that would be one option. Or the second option is an email from you to Tracy. So I think either way, the Tracy needs to hear from you, not from me. They need to hear from you. Hey, we're going to raise our rates, and we're just going to do it. We're going to get your resolution in a couple of weeks, and we're going to do it, right? Or an email would be, Tracy, we're going to work with our engineer, and somehow we're going to get this project down to a $2 million project. And we figure that rate will be 85, $90, whatever it is. And based on that number, we want to proceed with a $2 million project. And we think that we can afford that. And not even go into the details of the new user rates. I mean, we need to get that information ultimately to Business Oregon. But I wouldn't necessarily say, go into those details with Tracy. Well, I lied. I would say, Tracy, we want a $2 million project. We'll work with our engineers to figure out how to get it down to a $2 million project, but let's get going with the funding. You don't need to wait for the engineers to figure out how to spend, $2 million. We'll figure that out as we go through the process. All we know is we've got a cap. And so an email to Tracy would be, we want a $2 million project. Please, in your financials, figure out, use 180 connections and figure, the O&M. I think they kind of do their own calculations for the O&M, and just get it going in that route. So either way, I think tomorrow you need to write Tracy an email, probably one or the other. That makes
Okay.
sense.
Right. Just a little thing. We can't finalize raising rates in less than a meeting plus 30 days, because we have statutory, notices and timelines and.
Sure. So your email would be, we intend to pursue raising rates or something, right? I mean,
Right.
it's
We
that.
can't do it like in just a couple of weeks. It, you know.
Yeah.
We have to figure it out and then give notice and have a 30-day
We
period
intend
and a
raising
hearing.
and passing a resolution at the next appropriate meeting. Whatever, something like that. But commit to the $110, the $2.7 million project, or commit to the $2 million project. Either way, I think Tracy would love a commitment one way or the other, if you can get there tonight.
Okay.
Easy. Elaine, what's your concern with going for the full amount, just for sake of a conversation?
Well, I don't know that I don't know that I'm necessarily concerned so much. The only thing I'm concerned with is what business Oregon is going to come back with. I think we need to go back. I think we need to go to them with a realistic rate, with what they're comfortable with. They weren't comfortable with what we proposed the first time. So, so anyways, I think we just need to be realistic with all of us, with our community as well. Beth did this survey, and I think the majority of people that responded positively as far as getting this project done. But I really think that we need to stay within the $90 to $100
Yeah.
range. I think that that's realistic for this community. And it's a lot, it's a lot to ask. So,
I go ahead. Go
yeah,
on.
but I mean, we went from $50 to 65 in August. So it's not like it's not feasible. It's just we need to do it. So, and I think that if we've got 3 years, if we basically said, look, the rates are going to go up for the next 3 years to this rate, so anyways, that's kind of where I'm at.
You know,
Obviously.
for and thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. I think for what it's worth, for Tracy, when they didn't buy off on it the first time, is you're saying, yeah, let's go for $120 or whatever the rate
It was
was.
170.
And I think it
It
was
was 170.
170.
Yeah.
So it actually was 170, right? So it's about,
Sure. Yeah.
and she goes, yeah, right. I think 100, and I think where we are today, pulling out that FEMA, because the 170 assumed no FEMA, right?
Right.
So we're not there. FEMA's definitely coming. That's coming. I think 110, 120 is reasonable. But if you wrote an email saying, yeah, sounds good, Tracy, get us the money. I think that's when, honestly, Eileen, when Business Oregon say, oh, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't sound very solid to us.
Right. No, I understand.
I think if you came and said, look, we're going to raise our rates. We raised it $15 already. $15 for the next 3 years will get us up to $105 in theory, and we're committed to that, and we'll sign again what we're gonna we'll sign the resolution and we'll get her done. I think according to Tracy, that will hold more weight than one $170 and hoping you can get there. I think 110 is within reason. I think with your commitment they would do that. And again, and I hate, but kind of what Lisa's saying, but when you think about $90 and doing $1 million less of pipeline, or $105 and doing all of the pipeline, when you start looking at it, even though $15 is a lot a month, it's you're getting it done too. So.
But part of it is that this community, there are so many retirees on a fixed income here who aren't going to live for another 10 or 20 years or 30 years. And so they might think, why should I pay so much? I think 100 or 105 bucks would probably be the limit, personally, but I
I
mean,
agree.
I would pay more.
And
And
I think we're right there. I think we're right around that dollar figure.
I like your idea, Kevin, of raising it 15 bucks for 3 years. Every year we raise it by 15 bucks. We get up to the 105. We send an email to Tracy saying, hey, we're going to pass a resolution. In the next 3 years, we're going to be up to the 105. Take it to whoever you want. Please just, we're committed. We're going to get the grant. Let's make it happen.
And tell us how much money that buys, and the engineer will work within that budget.
Yeah.
And if we have to miss a pipeline or two, then that's what we do.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll back you. Sure, your decision. But
Beth, what are you thinking?
What? Is
What are
that?
you thinking about that last bit of conversation?
Well, I'm looking that part about some of us are retired, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be around when this thing's paid off, so it's not going to be awesome. It can go two ways. It's like, well, I'm not going to have to pay it that much longer, but
I didn't think about that.
well, yeah, you know.
That and you're going to Mexico, aren't you, Bill?
Yeah, I'm
Keep
gonna take off to
threatening.
Mexico. I'm uncomfortable really going much more over 100. I'm definitely not comfortable, I don't think, with 120.
No, me neither.
I don't I and it's not just me personally. I mean, I could do it personally. It's, the community and, what other people, it could be a big hardship. So I'm more comfortable with like $90 as a top or something, and putting off some portions of it for down the road.
Which I think is very realistic. I mean, I really think that we can look at this and pull some numbers out of here if we have to. So that's Kevin's job.
My job.
Yeah. That and you work cheap, you know.
And that would be the email then to, again, to Tracy, who's been saying, hey, look, we've talked about it. We are comfortable with the $90 an hour, $90 a month rate. What money is that? And then we'll work with our agent. Let's get it go, whatever $90 can buy, and again, that assumes also that O&M portion, but whatever that $90 can buy. Let's lock it in. Let's get going. Let's get moving. We're comfortable with that $90. We'll pass a resolution if we need to, whatever. And then you tell us how much that'll buy, and then our engineers will work up what the project scope needs to be.
Yeah.
Well, can we split the difference and go 95?
And I think that that's a conversation that we could probably have, you guys. I don't think, Kevin can't help us with that. So I think we just need to be realistic here and come up with what we're going to go to Tracy with. And then we just need to commit to it. So, so.
I could see maybe a little bit to Kelly's point. I could see getting back from Tracy. Here's what $90 gets you. Okay, here's what $90 gets you. Get you X number of dollars. And so we go through that process of trying to figure out what we need to remove. And obviously, what we remove isn't going to be exactly that dollar figure, right? So we could come back and say, hey, look, here's this pipeline. We're actually less than the $90, or for another $2 or $3 more, we could put in this additional pipeline or something like that. So, whether you say 90 or 95 today, I think we need to, commit to 90, but chances are we come in and say, hey, look, we're really going to be about $92 or something like that.
Okay. All right. Who's writing the letter to Tracy?
In fact, Tracy is your person, but and I kept saying Tracy, it was Michelle Bilberry who called me Friday. So Michelle and Tracy work together. I would send it to both. Whatever this email is, send it to both of them, Tracy and Michelle, with a CC to me as well, please.
I think it should come from me since I'm the president.
Okay.
I mean, honestly.
Work something up and send it to us, Lisa, so we can all take a look at it.
Yeah, but we have to decide on the amounts because
We
I
can't.
still want to.
We just did. We did. I think listening to Kevin, we're going for 90, and if we need to.
We haven't just we haven't decided that.
Okay.
So that's where we're sticking to. Because I told you I wasn't going to budge. So there you go.
Okay, well.
I still think we can do 110. So.
Okay.
I can't make a decision. You know, we can, I don't know. But that's just, we just have to say.
Does it need to be unanimous or does it need to be majority?
Majority.
Is this even something that we can do in an executive session?
We're not in an executive session. We're in a public session. We cannot definitively increase our rates on a motion and a vote at one meeting. No.
Okay.
We intend to communicate with Business Oregon that the board has a commitment to go there.
Okay. And that's all we need to do.
We can't raise the rates without a hearing and a 30-day notice and everything.
No, we're talking about the email. We're talking about what we would put in the email.
Yeah. Email, yes.
We can do that.
Okay. And Lisa, you're stuck on 110. Is that what you're saying?
I like Kelly's 95 compromise.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm happy with between 90 and 100. So I'm very comfortable with that margin. So yeah. Beth?
I'm uncomfortable over 90, but
can we push you to 95? 92.50?
Might cost you.
I'll pay
I
the
like lattes. No. Well, yeah, I mean, we can shoot for 95. I'm okay with shooting for it, but not any more than that.
Okay.
So I will write an email. I will write a draft tonight, send it off to you guys. Text me when you guys have all looked at it. Text me when you read it so that I can look at my emails and send it off with any adjustments.
And I will be timely. And 95 is $10 a month instead of $15 a month. So that's better than what we were talking.
Okay.
I mean, $10 a year, not $10 a month. $10 a month per year for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So, and in that email, Lisa, make sure she understands 180 connections. Just make sure she, and request from her and
it's not
John. John's the financial guy, right? John? I think so.
There's a couple of financial guys, but there's a Rich too there.
Yeah, Rich.
That's actually what I'm thinking of, Rich. Yeah. I would just simply say, you know, here's what we're really raise our rates to. Here's the number of users we've got. Yeah. Basically, how much money can that buy us?
Yeah. Yep. And we're, you know, our intention is to take this to a vote, to pass a resolution. You know, that's our objective here.
Yeah.
Somehow or another word that.
Well, Beth will help me because she's a whiz at language.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, reading these things that you all have written up from the get-go, sometimes I feel like I'm reading, legal documents, and I'm impressed with all of you. my mind is blown sometimes. I'm just like, what? But I really appreciate all the work you guys have done for so many years now. And my God, to see it come to fruition would just be a really great thing.
Yeah, it would.
Really great thing.
Yeah.
And thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
For helping us out tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, kids.
Okay,
kids.
Are we good?
We're good.
I think we're good. I'll write up a summary and get it out. Lisa, I promise I'll be checking my emails every 2 hours so that I respond in a timely fashion.
Well, I'm doing it tonight because tomorrow is I've got a lot of meetings. So
okay.
just text me when you guys have all read it, and I will check my emails and send it off as soon as I'm out of a meeting.
Okay.
Better be pretty soon because bedtime comes early sometimes.
Well, no, you can look at it tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I'm working. That's the point.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Thank you. You ladies are in a hard situation. Your predecessors, frankly, kind of put you in this position. But that's okay. That's okay. You've got a good vision for today, and you've got a good vision for the future. So I tip my hat to you. It's a tough position you're in.
Yeah. Well, everybody kind of wants to live in a $10 a month 1970s kind of mode.
Yeah, right. Ain't that true?
Yeah. I'd be buying more clothes if that was the case.
Yeah.
I do have one question for Kevin.
Yeah.
They mentioned the Oregon FEMA office said that we have to be affiliated with Lincoln County, something or other. I assume you're taking care of that, and I'd assume we don't have to worry about that. And I'm leaving that in your capable hands, but.
Yeah, yes, we are. I've had correspondence with the county already. I figured I didn't CC you because it's just details, the important details, but just, you know, I didn't think you necessarily need to be involved yet. There will come a time when you will need to be involved, and I'll let you know when that time is. But yes, that's a very important thing that has to be done, and we're on top of that for you.
And that other grant money, that 10%?
Yeah, I was not aware of that. So that's something we probably ought to apply. Well, so the question was, do we apply for it now, or do we apply for it when we know what the costs are? I think we wait until we know what the costs are.
Okay.
But I was not aware of that. So that was something I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. That's what we talked to Laura that day. Yeah. Yeah.
So no, don't worry about that quite yet.
No. And again, I'll obviously we'll take care of that as well. The applications, and obviously you'll need to sign it and do all that good stuff. But yeah, let's don't worry about that yet. But that is great information to know. And feel free to remind me.
Yeah. Okay.
So board members, before we go, I have a question. Walking the dog today, Ricardo was in his driveway and said hi to us, and we ended up talking for a little while. And he said something about Johnson Creek water something,
mm-hmm.
and how they should have sent the water board something about some kind of new restrictions that they're going to pass, and that there's a comment for the next 2 weeks or something. I don't remember seeing anything.
We should have gotten one at the office. I got one, and the office is on the list because it's anybody within, 750 feet of the land. But Johnson Creek is redoing their water treatment facility. They're right across the highway here, kind of just north of Beverly Beach campground land.
Uh-huh.
And so Department of Planning and Development of Lincoln County sent a letter to everybody that has land within a certain distance, 700 feet of the property that they use. And the water district should be getting a copy of this, but I can show you a copy of mine, but they've approved it unless someone requests a hearing, and that's what the 2 weeks is.
Will it impact us as a water district, what they're proposing to do?
They are currently taking water out of Johnson Creek. They supply Seacrest and the Inn at Otter Crest. They've been doing it for years. They're just rebuilding their treatment, a new treatment facility next door to what they have now, and then they're tearing down the old one.
So it's just a state requirement that they notify people.
Correct.
Right, and allow people to appeal. And there's a list of 17 conditions they have to meet throughout the operations, plus the 8 certifications that they've listed that they have to get. It's kind of, I think, a formality. They have to allow a hearing in case anybody has an objection. And if someone wants to go down to the county and get a copy of the whole schmeal, they can do that and review it and put in a request for a hearing.
Hey, Kelly, we're a little familiar with the Johnson Creek water system. At one time, we did some work for them. Actually, proposed to do the work that they did. They didn't select us. They're bad, but nevertheless. But what they're doing should not impact you. It should not be anything that you would be concerned about. As Eileen said, it's a requirement from the county that they simply notice everybody of a project.
Okay, but it wouldn't like mess up our springs or anything
Oh
like that.
no. That water falls on the other side of the Cape Foulweather, the hill.
It'd have to go uphill.
It can't come around the hill, and ours is going down through the west side of the hill. That's where our springs
Right.
originate.
And so their facility isn't anywhere near that.
Right.
No, they're getting surface water from a creek. Yeah.
All right. That's all I want to know. Thank you.
Yeah. There's always stuff going on, huh?
And I don't know most of it, so
That's okay, Kelly.
We're all
You're
learning
asking.
new stuff every day.
Just you're asking good questions, so don't beat yourself up. It's kind of a lot to wrap your head around, so.
All right.
And
Thanks,
Kelly
everybody.
and all of you, if you ever have a question, I'm an email away. Don't hesitate to drop me a line.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you.